Let's discuss that further with Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist joining us from Bristol. Mr. Gosling, welcome to the program. Hamas said Netanyahu does not want to reach any ceasefire agreement. Why do you think that is?
Well, the Hamas are saying that, and of course they're right. But, you know, I don't want to pick a fight with Hamas. That's not a good idea, I know. But this war is not senseless. It may seem so. But to say it's senseless, it has specific aims and objectives. And those aims and objectives are wiping out Palestinians from Gaza. That's actually the purpose. And if you understand that, this is not, I mean, you know, we can see this as heartless, as cruel, as evil. But there is a cruel, hard, Nazi-like logic to what Netanyahu is trying to do. And everything else is framed around that. So I think it's also not a very sensible to talk about victories. Yes, there are small victories, but there are no winners in wars like this. In fact, in most wars, there are no winners, only losers. You get one side which is victorious in the end, but there's certainly nothing to crow about. And yeah, I can see that they need to keep morale up, but they need to understand that there is a sense from the Netanyahu side. And that, of course, explains why there's been no ceasefire. In fact, if by some accident there was a ceasefire, you can pretty much guarantee that within a few days the Israelis will break it. And so, because the point of this is a far wider than just Palestine, the war that they're engaged in is the sort of thing we haven't seen for 80 years. That is to say, in the so-called civilized world. With, you know, in democracies, in the Western world, and the victors of the Second World War, the Allies. And it looks to me as if this really is the forces of darkness last stand, because the Israelis' allies in the UK, here, I can just explain what they're doing. That is to say, the people who are supporting the Americans, obviously massively financially, but the Americans, the Brits, and Europeans are also supporting the Israelis diplomatically, and they're also supporting them with arms. But they're not only doing that, they're also at the same time waging wars against us here in the UK. For example, the farmers, they're waging a war on British farmers. They're trying to get them off the land so that big American corporations like BlackRock can buy up that farmland. By saying that a corporation can keep the land, but if families have the land, that they're going to take it off them in terms of tax. There's also the doctors. The doctors are going on strike here because the government simply will not pay them, and they're running it away from Britain, out of the country. So they're waging a war on them too. They're waging a war on disabled people here in Britain. They're trying to tell them they have to go and compete with for jobs with illegal migrants, young people from abroad. Disabled people have got to compete, or else they get no money from the government to help support them. So there's also a war on the elderly, taking away the little extra payments that they get, tiny amounts of money to help them pay the bills in the winter time. They're also having a war against peace activists, so people who spray red paint are now classified here in the UK as terrorists. So you can see that the same people who are supporting Israel in Britain are also waging war on their own population.
Definitely. Mr. Gosling, Hamas has said that it is ready to release all Israeli captives in exchange for an end to the Israeli aggression. How do you think the families of Israeli captives are going to feel about Netanyahu sabotaging these ceasefire talks?
Well, I'm afraid what will probably happen is many Israelis will see these talks as being actually sabotaged by Hamas. Because the reason that the talks apparently have broken down is that the Israeli military say that they insist on retaining at least 40% of the land of Gaza, which explains to anybody, even stupid people that haven't realised, that this is really just a land grab. It's a very callous and disgusting one in the Holy Land, but that's all it is. They just want the land, and they want the land these people have been on for thousands of years. They want it for themselves, these Johnny-come-lately European settlers. And so the idea that the peace talks have been caused by Hamas is wrong, but that's the way it will be being spun right across the Western press. Let me tell you, the way they say it here is that this is an American deal, the Israelis have agreed, but Hamas won't agree. Well, it's an American deal. The Americans are the genocidalists. So why would Hamas accept the genocidalists' deal? So you can see the way the spin has been operating all over the West. But the fact is, the IDF and the Israeli government cannot have that 40% of Gaza because there are many, many Gazans still there. And they're not going to accept a military occupation as part of a ceasefire deal. Nobody would. And of course, what's happening is the Israelis are imposing impossible conditions because they don't want a ceasefire. They just want the Palestinians out or dead. And that's all they seem to want, really. And of course, like I say, we haven't seen this sort of level of evil. And I don't think it's any coincidence that anybody that can remember the Second World War and the Nazis now, 80 years ago, that war ended, almost all of them are dead. And it's no coincidence that as soon as all that community memory has gone from Europe and other parts of the world, so then the same forces are starting up again to start their massacres and their human sacrifice.
Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist, joining us from Bristol. Thank you for your time tonight.